What?
Hank! It's not what you think.
What is...
No, it is what you think.
Wait, what do you think it is?
I think you were freezing to death and did this to survive?
It is what you think?
No, it's not what you think.
What were you thinking?
We weren't thinking.
You weren't thinking about me, that's for sure.
We didn't think this would happen.
I don't know what to think.
Holy shit!
There's a bear behind you.
Oh, good. You guys see him too.
Not even gonna try to properly whatever. Hello!
Boy, so hi! Welcome to Adventure Bros, the Adventure Bros podcast. I'm your host, as always, Brian Dressel. With me, as always, is Graham Brock Mason.
Hello! I'm here, but that's it.
You can't do a Brock Sampson anything?
No. I'm not even gonna try. I'm not gonna try anything.
Because
it's gonna be worse than anything. You all know what he sounds like, and it's awesome, and it's cool. And this episode or next episode where he's got some pretty cool kills.
Next episode.
So good. I'll have that disclaimer here after I get done introducing Matt Dean Venture Dykes.
Why Dean of all the characters?
Oh, come on!
I give you one of the Venture Brothers and you complain about it.
That's what the show's called, the Venture Brothers. You got one of them.
I'd rather be Brock.
Well, too bad.
Well, we don't get to pick our nicknames around here. Except for that one time when I kind of let Graham pick your nicknames.
Well, Graham inadvertently picked his own.
Yeah.
He didn't know he was picking his own.
Until I knew exactly what I was picking. I was like, oh, I get to pick. I'm also picking mine.
Yep. That was a real clever twist, if I may. So here we are in the penultimate episode of Venture Bros for now. It is the final, second to last episode ever of Venture Brothers until there's more.
Right.
So I've already forgotten the name of this episode, and then I realized in my notes when I was trying to be funny to myself, I wrote a joke, and the joke was Weather Wizard, and I feel like I'm pretty close with Weather Wizard.
It's close enough to the actual title, which is the forecast manufacturer.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about Weather Wizard. I mean, that stays with my like DC jokes.
Yeah.
And it still is kind of close to the name of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It works for me.
Sure.
Moving on. So this week and next week, I'm going to make the same sort of clarification that I did for the first three episodes of this season. These two episodes really tie together, really, really tight this week and next week. So there might be some bleeding. We might make some mistakes of like, oh, I loved that part with Scarebear and, you know, the hospital, which doesn't happen. That was a bad example, but you know what I mean.
I mean, next week there is a lot of bleeding in general.
There is. But Hank does a lot of bleeding this week.
That's true.
Well, not really a lot. It's more so like he just gets a little bit of like, almost looks like raspberry jam on his forehead.
Yeah, but it's certainly not raspberry jam. It's certainly blood bleeding coming from his forehead. From diving into a lifeboat as hard as he can.
There could have been raspberry jam on the lamppost.
There could have been raspberry jam on the lamppost.
Yeah, maybe it's just me, but I've never had the effect of raspberry jam on my forehead that it did on Hank in this episode. Maybe I'm raspberry jamming wrong.
I'm just saying, he didn't bleed that much. For a head wound,
yes.
I would expect more.
Accurate, yes. Yeah. For a head wound. But, I mean, Murder Bear was also covered in a lot of blood, which maybe
Scare
he
Bear.
Was...
I thought it was Scare Bear, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think Scare it's Scare Bear.
They say it in the episode where he interviews with the Professor Impossible's team.
Oh, okay. I just always like Murder Bear. But I mean,
Scare
Bear.
I think it's Scare Bear.
Yeah.
Right. Or if you're a fan of The Good Place, Chainsaw Bear! If you're not a fan of The Good Place, you did not get that reference... Fucking watch The Good Place. It's going to take a while to get that reference, but when you do, it'll be the funniest thing that's ever happened.
I was going to say, I've watched a little bit of it, and I haven't gotten to that. But anyway.
It's in the third to last episode of the whole series, so it takes a while
I'm
to
not
get there.
Yeah,
it takes a little bit to get there, but it's hysterical. But yeah, so that kind of, like, just the clarification, we might have some bleeding here or there, just because these episodes do tie together very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
And then one last thing before we dive into this thing, we got to continue with our plugs for our new show that's coming after this one. And I'm going to be a little bit more obvious this week. If you've seen it, you will absolutely know what the show is when I say that I am wearing my brand new pair of Hagar pants. Because those are some well-made pants.
It's true.
Yeah, everybody loves a pair of Hagar pants. Especially when they're real big. Those are some big pants. If you're a fan of the show, you absolutely know what our next show is. Now.
I think it'd be really funny if you just end up bleeping all that stuff you said as well.
Yep.
I ended up cutting down our bleep section pretty extensively for last week's episode. I think there's only two bleeps left compared to how many you guys fucking said. And I'm just sitting like, this is a pain in the ass editing this. I'm just going to lift, lift, lift. All right, two bleeps. We're good. The jokes still work. We're moving on. So, yeah, this week, Hagar pants.
Yep. Which kind of reminds me of the, I think, the end of the whole thing to where when his mom comes down. And I forgot, he says, she says his name, and I forget his actual name. He's like, where are your pants?
I'll even say it, because again, you're not going to know. It's Evelyn.
Evelyn?
Evelyn?
It's my man's name!
Oh, God, yeah. So now, if you didn't get it from the Hagar pants joke, you fucking absolutely get it now, if you're a fan of the show. So that's our next show. Next week, I will actually say the name of our next show, including the title of our next show. Da, da, da. But we're not there yet. We still have two episodes left of Venture Brothers, and I think we should dive into that now. So starting with the wizard words.
Yeah, that, sure.
Weather AKA machine? The forecast manufacturer.
The forecast manufacturer.
Weather wizard. Got it. So.
Or Atherzard.
Or Atherzard, as it says on our file. Because like I said, I was trying to be funny. Instead, I'm even fucking holding my notes that say the forecast manufacturer right at the top.
Yep.
I'm on fire. Oh, boy. So I'll do a very quick breakdown. I always forget his fucking name. S464 has stolen a weather machine from the Guild of Calamitous Intent, I believe, and he's doing a big show of force and power
and snow,
lots of fucking snow, in order to win back the girl of his dreams, who's in the OSI but has dumped him because of his pee-pee belt. And while all that's going on, we have the worst blizzard that New York has ever seen. Rusty is in the panic room. I don't remember why they go in the panic room for a moment. That makes Hank completely freak out because Serena's not answering his text messages. They get out of the panic room when they realize it's just a malfunctioning machine. And they basically, Hank has to go find Serena and find out why she's not replying. And in the middle of that, he's playing football. They miss out on a very good opportunity for a You Can Do This Duffy Moon reference. I guess we've already done it once. It'd been really cool to bring it back, but whatever. He decides to go for a touchdown and dives into a lamppost, therefore giving himself a concussion, putting himself into a coma eventually. Very Hank. While that's going on, Rusty has to go up to this weather machine and shut it off, you know, to save the city. And he really wants, you know, somebody from Team Venture to go with. And he's like, Hank, you're coming with me. And Hank's like, fuck you. And he's like, Brock, you're coming with me. And Brock's like, no, fuck you. And he's like, what about Sergeant Hatred? Ooh, you are Sergeant Hatred. And the whole time, poor Billy's like, just fucking me. Me. So he and Billy go up. He throws Billy into a big purple cloud of...
Purple haze,
yeah. But they call it iron something, right?
Iron phosphate.
Thank you.
Silver phosphate.
There you go. So he's out there. They turn off the machine. They save the day. What else major thing am I missing? There's something with the guild, right? Oh yeah, the very, very obvious one of the Monarch and 21 going out to the head of the Peril Partnership to play lawn darts, basically get the head of the Peril Partnership killed by himself by playing lawn darts.
Yep.
And they do see
the most dangerous game.
They do run into Rusty and Billy from the year like 3,000.
7 million.
Yeah, like some crazy far time in the future who pop out of the thing and they, Malcolm, what are you doing here? And like that's the end of the episode. Like, did he just call me Malcolm?
That jackass.
And that's kind of everything. I know I kind of butchered a little bit and a little rambly, but I didn't really want to follow Brock's notes to the letter, although he does a great job and I really should.
Yep.
I just don't like reading.
Period.
I don't like reading into a microphone. I mean, I've done it before for like voice acting gigs, but like our audience deserves better than me just going
blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah. And then while outside, Hank jumps headfirst in a mound of snow, knocking himself out, Scarab Bear. And yeah, I, that would have been boring. And I feel like you guys deserve better.
I mean, so it would have been boring if you said it in that tone. Put some life in it, man.
Yeah, and then we moved on to the next topic, which is what do we think about this episode?
I love it.
I actually really like this episode.
I really like this episode.
I really like this one as well.
And this is where some of that bleeding is going to happen. Just a tinge. I've watched this entire season, I want to say two times, three times, not that many. This is either my third or my fourth. Somehow going into this episode, I had convinced myself this was the finale.
Right.
I had totally forgotten about next week's episode. So when this episode started, I even for a moment was like, did I skip one? Like, I was convinced that I had somehow missed the episode. I'm like, all right, well, I'll just finish this one. I'll go back to the other one. I'm like, oh, wow, nope, totally forgot. Like, I thought the cliffhanger with Hank and finding Dean and Serena was where that ended. Like, somehow, I've seen this multiple times, but this just felt like more of an ending to me right out of the gate. And now, I'm not saying that the next week's episode is bad or not a season finale or anything like that, but, like, this one just already had that feel to me. And I feel like had this been the end, I wouldn't have been that upset.
I mean, I would have been because we'd only have had 9 episodes.
Well, I mean, obvious. Like, with the obvious, yes. But I mean, like, story-wise, I don't think that I would have been, like, disappointed in, like, where they had left things.
Yeah. I mean, especially with a show titled The Venture Brothers, leaving the cliffhanger on The Venture Brothers.
Exactly.
Mm.
Yeah, would be kind of, not disappointing. But I do also like next week's episode.
Oh, of course, yeah. I don't have a problem with having more. That's always a good thing. It was just, like, I just... As we talk about this episode, I think it's kind of interesting that the whole time I'm like, this kind of feels like the end.
Yeah, because it is kind of interesting because this does... What's weird is it kind of feels like the end because it has a cliffhanger, whereas next week's episode does actually kind of put some closure on some things and says, all right, and that kind of closes the chapter, and then we'll pick up where we left off sometime later.
Yeah, as far as we'll talk more next week, but as far as like a season finale cliffhanger, it really doesn't leave you going like, I need to know. It's like, oh, okay, yeah, I can't wait for more. But
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But also kind of wait for more.
Yeah, it's like the Venture Brothers will return. And you're like, yeah, I'm sure it will, but I feel okay for now. I'm not like, wait, but the brothers, which is still true from last week.
Yeah,
or this week, you know. But
this cliffhanger really just holds over, and it's interesting because we've mentioned quite a bit throughout the season that we're going to get to this episode. Like, a few times, like, yeah, but, you know, like, the brothers won't stay that close throughout the whole time because this has been coming the whole way. And now, watching it under that light, I'm not sure how much was actually there to see this coming.
No.
You see them as friends, but you don't really see any romantic anything between them.
You get Serena's peck on the cheek. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah. And that's the last time you see Serena as well, isn't it?
Right.
I believe so, yeah.
Which was episodes ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't want to say it came out of left field, because clearly they were planning it. Like, clearly they were planning it.
Right.
Or they wouldn't have put them together in the same class and had them become friends and friendly and like, oh, I'm in college, I want to be intellectual, I want to forward think, and hey, this is a Venture Brother who wants all those same things, so they kind of make sense together. But Hank's really fun. I mean, have you met Enrique Mentaza? He's a huge Hanky.
Hank 45?
Next week.
That's true.
Yep. But yeah, so like I get it, and I don't have a problem with them at all. It just kind of... it definitely leaves you feeling a little bit more in Hank's shoes of... Wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense. I could see it coming, but it's still just like, oh, that kind of sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I kind of like the interaction that did where that, it's though. Like, what were you thinking? I wasn't thinking. Were you? You weren't thinking about me. What, you know? But yeah. It's not what you think. Well, what do you think? that whole fucking sequence is fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
No, it is.
Really. Wait, what do you think? I think you were really cold and you were got naked to hold each other to warm each other up. Then no, it's not. Yes, it is what you think.
Oh, poor Hank. And just even this spoilers for the end of our episode this week, but the. Oh, there's a huge bear behind you. Oh, good. You can see him too.
And then just bang.
Yep.
The other thing in this episode that, just changing gears for a moment, that I really like that will come into play again next week is Hatred kind of felt back. This whole season, he's really kind of felt like almost like a D-list character. Like, oh, yeah, he's there.
You know, he's basically been the receptionist.
Yeah, and then this episode, it's like, oh, he actually is a member of the family. Like, they even say, I need a good Team Venture member, and, like, what about Hatred? Oh, I should ask Hatred. That's a good idea. Like, even that is like, oh, Hatred's kind of back. Like, next week we have a whole bunch of Hatred moments. This week we had a few, and it's just kind of nice seeing him interact again. And especially with Hank. Just the whole, like, their back and forth of, like, the... Hank calling him out to be a clone or a copy because the real Hatred would never get in the way of him and his love.
he even got the terrible breath right.
Just as and then the moment where
he smells
unbreath,
goes, oh,
God. I don't know when
you're
messing with me.
And then he like, smells unbreath and is like, oh, God.
Yeah, like I said, I really, really enjoyed having some funny Hatred moments again.
Yeah, he has literally just felt like he's just been in the background for the most of this season. And so it is nice in these last two episodes where he's more at the front. Like, you know, he's back in the foreground and actually involved in the episodes. Like, I think the most we've had up until this point is in the episode where they steal the teleporter and he opens the panic room door and just unloads on the Monarch. I think that's probably the only other thing that he's actually done where he's not just been... basically been a receptionist.
Well, yeah, because even in the opening Blue Morpho trilogy, like, he has more to do, but it's mostly just as receptionist. Like, he has that great line with when they find Venture Senior and the things, like, oh, I'm gonna have to change so much in the tour. Yeah. But that was my worst Hatred voice ever. I usually do a pretty decent one.
Give it another go.
Now I know it's just gonna be Bane.
Yep.
I don't know why, but I know it's gonna be Bane. That's just the voice in my head. It's like, whoa, Venture Tower is yours. And, like, that's all I want to say for some reason. So, no, just moving on ever so quickly.
Exactly. Just like I did with Brock. Even though there's
I'll have to change the tour.
You've been naughty.
I'll have to change the tour now.
Oh, my God. If you guys haven't watched Harley Quinn, I know it's tough to watch because of the DC Universe thing. Mm. But if you find a way to watch it, that show is... phenomenal, and Bane is one of the best things in it.
Yeah. Is it like an animated one?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really, right. I thought you meant the film.
Really. Also good. The animated show is a little bit better, and I really love the movie. But man, that show is good. Sorry, detour. Anyhow, let's talk Rusty and Billy.
Yeah.
I mean, that exchange. I'm gonna suit up and meet you in the X-12. I suggest you do the same, sir. Go Team Venture. All right. I said go Team Venture, sir.
I'm not even doing it.
So lackluster.
Yes. Ugh,
fine.
Every time they pair the two of them up, it's just fantastic.
It's great.
They are gold together. And
they
I love
really
how
are.
The reason for White not being around as well, just like, he's like, well... I'll go find White, or White would have got it, and it's like, White's not here. Just that sort of, the interaction that they have on there, it's like, even though, you know, White is a douche, Rusty would prefer
as we know.
White to be, because White would get his jokes and things like that.
I mean, that's why he considers White to be his best friend, I think.
Yeah.
White considers Rusty to be his best friend.
That's right. That's right. Rusty considers who to be his best friend?
Everybody.
Brock. His bodyguard.
Wasn't it the teddy bear guy?
That was it. Oh. Teddy, yeah. Talk to me.
Yeah, there it is. Teddy, talk to me.
I love you, Teddy.
Hey, like, anytime sliding down rainbows.
The drugs. But seriously, every time they pair them up, it's just great, and it's mostly because, like, when White is there, I still enjoy it. It's still great, but there is definitely a difference to the way they communicate. Yeah. And when it's just the two of them, they have this whole. It's a very strange dynamic of Billy grew up as a fan of Rusty. Mm. Not just like any fan, like a diehard fan.
Yeah.
And now they are grown up and they're friends and they work together. But at the back of his head, he still has that inner fanboy. And they have moments like what Matt just quoted, like the, I said, go Team Venture, sir. Like, because I get to do this now.
Yeah.
I am part of this.
And you will play along.
Meanwhile, he has a suppository.
Yeah.
In his
thermal regulator.
Yep. I love it. It's like, as soon as he puts it in, he's like, and then they hear the beeping sound from the OSI telephone. Is that you beeping? Why would I make a suppository that beeps?
I also just love when he comes out explaining, he's like, my ass was like, no. And then a little bit of gun is like, oh, I'll take that.
That's TMI. No. It's exactly the right amount of I.
This is science. You should be writing this down. Yeah, no, I love the two of them together.
Yeah. No, it's great.
Mostly because it is like, it's one of those things, like, just talking just a second more about the relationship. It's you have Billy trying to push Rusty to be the hero that he's a fan of.
Yeah.
It's like, fill those shoes I want you to fill.
And he's successful, you know, to a degree.
This season has been his absolute most successful.
Yeah. And I think even, well, one of the favorite quotes is later in this episode when he's like, you played fast and loose with super science, sir. I would never do that, when he's talking down to S-464.
Oh, yeah.
For stealing the weather machine. And it's like, you always do that, Rusty.
They're also tailing a weather machine with a rope out of a super jet.
Yeah.
I would say he does it quite often.
You know, arguable. Yeah.
My favorite bit about that whole exchange, though, is like, I, it's not even as bad as what I did. I can't remember exactly what S464 says, but then
you are
a cyber stalker.
Well, Rusty, yeah, he was obsessed with a woman.
Yep.
And then
creates a fake account to follow her.
Yeah, he had a restraining order, so he makes a fake account to follow her. So we've all done bad things. Yours is worse.
Yeah.
The worst thing I did was give kids a snow day.
That was it. Give kids a snow day. You are a cyber stalker.
Oh, I like S464. Fun side note, the day after we recorded, I don't remember which episode it was, Graham had to go to work and parked in what spot?
S-464.
Unbelievable.
Legitimate.
Picks
and then earlier this week, as I was walking to work, I walked past Titmouse Studios.
Yeah, found it.
Produces the show.
Huh, how about that?
Huh.
And I still can't say the word Titmouse without giggling like a little schoolgirl. Tee-hee! Is it Simpsons or Family Guy? I can never remember.
Sounds like a Simpsons to me.
It sounds like, but it could also be Peter. I don't know.
It's Simpsons. It's
Simpsons.
Home.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. I'm much, much happier quoting Simpsons than Family Guy.
Yes.
Pischetti. I almost forgot Pischetti. Fucking hell.
Yep.
One of the best.
Boy, it's like a bunch of Pischetti. You just tuck all the Pischetti away. Excuse me. What are the nest of wires looks like? What, like a big bowl of Pischetti.
Can you say other words?
Can you say manipulate? fuck you guys.
And I also like, I'm not sure how you guys watched this one, if it was DVD or streaming or whatever. But on Hulu they have the fully uncensored versions of the entirety of season 7. That is the only scene that still had a word bleeped. And
it's bleeped on the Blu-ray.
Fuck you.
It's bleeped on the Blu-ray as well. Yeah,
really?
It's weird.
I
don't think it's bloop, blooped. bleeped on Amazon Prime.
I was kind of hoping that was bleeped everywhere, because it just kind of felt like one of the funny... It's like Arrested Development knows, like,
yeah.
There's sometimes where it's funnier when it's bleeped, and that might have been one of those instances of, like, ah, that was pretty funny. Ah, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
And just Billy's, I feel 6 feet tall. Yeah. Okay, so we've been talking for a while already, and we're like, I don't want to keep us all too long, so we got to spend some time talking about the ultimate fail upwards duo of the Monarch and 21.
Dream Team!
Dream Team. This was the episode where I saw some people on Reddit start to pull back their love just a hair, because they got tired that every episode the Monarch and 21 were given a task and they failed their way to success.
Mm.
Personally, I think that's been a theme of the show since season one.
Yes.
So it was a little bit less hidden in these storylines, which is, I don't want to say a bad thing. It's definitely noticeable, but it never bothered me. Like, every character in this show, for the most part, are a failure in one way or another.
Hmm. Yes.
So, but they keep succeeding. So the whole failure to success thing has been kind of around from the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah. There it's was a never bothered me at all. It's,
no,
it's,
it hasn't
the whole
me at
theme
all.
Of yeah. the series is failure.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. But there was a season to where there was not so much failure to success. It was more just kind of success, but yeah. in a weird progressive way. But now we're definitely back to, yeah, failure yeah. to success. But which is fine. It's never bothered me. It's been kind of one of the warming parts of the show of like, yeah, they, you know, if it's meant, you know, kind of meant to happen, it'll kind of work out.
Yeah.
You know, anyways, it's where even at the end of this episode, you're like, we don't tell the guild about this. Not a word.
Yep, we killed him. But my God, just like the entire conversation on Dr. Z's boat about going to kill them was just great. So you want us to kill him? Well, as a member of the guild, I could not confirm. So you don't want us to kill him.
Well, but if you found it necessary.
If you were to do it, so you do want us to kill him. Well, I would never. Yes, how stupid could this be? Just fucking kill him.
Yeah.
Also, earlier before that, you're like, oh, crap. After we eat the chicken statue, now we have to eat this piece of paper.
What is the eight that holds two asses?
Two asses.
Ass in eight. Look at
I
that.
I just made that up.
Isn't that clever?
What was the Monarch's answer?
Eight crazy nights or something with
yeah,
Adam
eight
Sandler,
crazy
and,
with and, Adam Rod, Sandler and Rob
Ron
Schneider.
Schneider.
Also a valid answer.
Boom! Yeah. Dream Team!
Yeah. I just love the chicken tenders as well. Like this is a model of him made out of chicken tenders. We will eat it with a selection of either ketchup or barbecue sauce.
I fucking love Dr. Z.
Did anybody? So the statue we're talking about is the creep.
Yeah.
Who's the hitman who actually stole the weather machine?
Right.
And then blah blah.
And tons of other guild stuff.
Yeah. Does he? I can't remember his name now, but
including the butter glider.
But right. Yeah. The guy who became the Hulk. Does the statue not look similar to him?
To Gathers? Yeah, a little bit.
Not Gathers. The...
Oh, not Gathers.
Oh, Traister.
Traister. There
it is. Kind of looks like Traister to me. And so at first I was like, oh my god, it's coming. And then when we finally see the creep, I'm like, oh, it's just
I think it's
the guy who also looks like that.
Yeah.
It's probably more
no,
that it's...
Traister's a Hulk!
I think it's more just the eye patch. I think that's
yeah.
what you're sort
yeah.
of getting.
No, maybe it is. But anyways, when we get to the island and
yeah.
we meet the creep, I kind of love the creep. He's kind of awesome for the 10 minutes that we know him.
Yeah, but. I kind of yeah. felt a little shortchanged by him.
Yeah.
Because I thought he was a really cool character, and we really get him for maybe... we get him for a game of lawn darts.
Yep.
And that's it.
But, as we talk about at the end of this scene, it feels like we're going to be playing with time a lot next season, so maybe we'll get more of him. But I doubt it.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
Which would be a shame.
And we'll
the
see.
Boy Scout story, Jesus Christ.
Oh my god!
They were wearing paramilitary uniforms!
You killed a troop of Boy Scouts! And how it just the Monarch just turns to the camera. Wow!
I also love that when he dies, 21's like, that's for troop! And I forget their name.
Yeah. 416. Which, earlier in the episode, they were totally kind of taking advantage of that because they were trying to do new recruits at a preteen karate camp.
Yeah. Slapping the little girl. It's karate!
You can't hit the kids, Gary!
It's karate!
It's karate! The most dangerous game, if you dare!
So I ended up actually googling lawn darts because I'd never heard of these.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
I never played, but I was definitely aware of them too. Yeah.
I think that it must be an American thing.
It feels very American. Throw this spike in the air. Good luck, fucker.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was a lawn game.
Yeah, but you weren't supposed to...
The dive bomb game that they're playing is not what you're supposed to do with it.
No, not even...
Dive bomb!
More of, like, it's darts
on
the lawn, to where you stand at a place and you throw a lawn dart towards a dart board and the grass and it hits there, whatever.
But everyone just did dive bomb, and that's why they're illegal.
Right, but kids, you know? Play G.I. Joe and this, and that's it.
Yeah. The first time we watched this back when the season aired, even my wife had never heard of them. And she was like, what the hell are lawn darts? And I'm like, you never played lawn darts? Well, I didn't either, but I knew what they were.
And I knew they were a band. And like he says, like, they're banned in pretty much anywhere.
Yeah.
Because it's...
Because all you do is play dive bomb.
People got impaled.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, when you throw a weighted knife in the air.
Yeah, I mean, it might as well just be called Random Injury Game.
Yeah,
exactly.
But I love that they even nail like what you do when you play those sorts of games. I never played lawn darts, but you know, you all play throw shit in the air and dodge it when it lands. Like, that's just part of being a kid.
Yeah.
And I love the whole, like, didn't even come close to him. Like, oh, that was a close one.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But also, like, God forbid you're a kid and you have a trampoline. Oh my God. So many injuries.
Sorry, John. Corn loves playing on your trampoline when we come over.
It's like, kids are dumb. I'm just going to say it. Especially just preteen boys, at least in my experience, because I was one. God, we're just idiots.
Oh, yeah.
Now that I have a toddler, I think toddlers are dumber. I love my son very much, but my God.
I think I'm still just as dumb, to be fair, so, you know.
Blatant stare, and then hurts himself.
Yep. But try that on a trampoline. Or with a lawn dart. Or both. Anyways.
Trampoline lawn darts! Oh, what a...
Oh, that's a new game you want to play.
Yeah. I'm going to start making lawn darts now.
All right. I think we've circled this as much as we can. I think it's time to move on to our favorite, most Venture Brothers moment. And I will go first, because I've already kind of hinted at mine. Mine has to be... I like Scare Bear. I really do. I'm going to use my moment here to kind of just have another little tiny conversation. Does anybody have a theory on who Scare Bear is? But I'll save that for just 1 second after. My moment is what I mentioned earlier, when they had this very, very dramatic moment, like one of the more dramatic moments in Venture Brothers, where Hank finds Dean sleeping with his girlfriend, and then they're like, what? Hank, there's a bear behind you. Just Hank's super Hank reply. I'm like, oh, good. You guys can see him too.
Yeah. Smash.
Yeah, very good. But there's lots of theories out there. Lots of people have ideas. Does anyone at the table have a theory as to who Scare Bear could be?
One of the things I read was Jonas Venture, which I don't think it is.
I don't think it's Jonas Venture.
I was going to say Jared?
Jared.
Yeah, because how many... His roommate.
Yeah.
Like, how many people know that the both of them are in that room doing that thing? And where's Jared at the time?
That's fair.
And there's that weird wet spot on the back, on the butt of the suit, which is where his thing is.
His web shooter.
Yes. But then also it's like, then why would he be dressed up as a scare? So I don't know.
Yeah, okay. No, I could see that either way. Because he does have one line in this where he kind of says dormitory, but I couldn't really pick out who it was.
I think that's just Hank just talking to him. Dormitory.
Okay. I could see it being Jared. I don't think it would be, just because he already has a costume. But
yeah, exactly.
But I could see that.
But that would give himself away. So yeah, I don't know. It was just like one of those things of like, because exactly, after you watch this episode, you're like, wait, who the fuck is Scare Bear?
Yeah. And I'm not sure if it's a question we'll ever have answered, but I
think we will.
I think we will.
I think
too.
You know what I think it's going to be, and this is a very Venture Brothers thing, if I'm correct. I think it's nobody. I think it's just a character, like just Scare Bear is just his own character.
And that very well could be.
That it's nobody else, because it's a very Venture Brothers-y thing, like where people start making all these theories and stuff like that, and they're like, no, it's just a random guy in a bear costume.
That's fair.
Well, and then to counter that to where it's nobody in this timeline, since we have now given to the fact that we are going to be playing with time, but most likely next season.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Hank.
Could be Hank.
Maybe it's adult Hank.
Old Hank, yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, I could see that. I think there'd be more handkerchiefs involved, but you know, who knows?
Could be old
My
D.
theory was, I thought it was somebody from the original Venture crew.
Mm.
That's where I thought they'd go with it. Like, it's obviously not an Action Man, because toast! But I thought it very well could have been one of the other ones, and that's how they knew Hank.
Fishman.
Sure. I'm not sure who it would be, but that's kind of what I always thought. Was just somebody from original Team Venture. Not Jonas, because that wouldn't make sense to me, but I could see it. I could see it being somebody like Colonel Gentleman.
Merman. We haven't seen Merman in ages.
No, we haven't in a long time. But yeah, that's what I thought, because he already kind of aware, and he like maybe he just didn't want to get out of the whole game entirely, and that's his way to kind of like maybe sneak back in, was to become a villain. Not my best theory, but that's kind of what I'm leaning towards, is somebody like that. Although, cards on the table, Matt's probably right. It's probably just a new character.
Yeah.
But it'll be interesting to see if we ever find out, you know, in 2 to 10 years, whenever the next season comes out.
Right.
But Venture Brothery moments. Graham, what was yours?
Let's see. We kind of already covered a little bit, but it is just that one line leading to right before his death, dive bomb super duper! And it's just the whole setup of like, what is happening? And it, leading up to that, with the monarch, he was like, it's nighttime. They've been playing dive bomb for hours now. It's like, aren't we done yet? Like, how does this end? And it ends with the creep being impaled by his own dive bomb. And yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
It's pretty awesome.
Just the super duper. This one's gonna soar.
And it does.
Oh,
it
you killed the
does.
Caveman.
Yeah. It's like, because of that, like, he got distracted by Billy and Rusty coming back into, what was it, Grover Cleveland's presidential time machine and distracting the creep. That's how he dies. It's like, yeah, that's not, I'm pretty sure that won't happen in any other show. So, I'm going to put my money on that would be the most Venture Brothery moment that cannot be reproduced anywhere else.
That's
you're not wrong.
If it was,
no other show's going to have Rusty Venture show up.
Yeah, that would. Well, I mean, now with the playing of time, you can do a lot with a time machine. Do a lot of crossovers.
I'm afraid that you're getting your hopes up real high for time travel. And
I know.
They're
going to
drop
it
entirely.
I know. I wasn't before. But this is the second time that we've talked about, or that we've seen the Grover Cleveland presidential time machine.
I think you're totally right. But I'm just convinced that you're like, yeah, season 8, man, time travel. And they're just not going to do it at all.
Yeah. Or they're going to do it in season 9.
Yeah. Or it's going to start like, all right, so here's the time travel machine. And then White will come out and hit it with an axe. And then that'll be that.
Yep. But this is also the second time that we've seen the teleporters. Next episode.
Yeah, next episode. All right, Matt, what's your moment?
I think for me, it's just that whole sequence on the boat with the Monarch 21, Dr. Z and Dr. Mrs. the Monarch. That whole thing, like, you know, with the chicken tenders model, we got to eat this paper, and then when they're actually going to, like, dive into the water and get out, that whole conversation, I can't imagine any other show having that sort of thing in it.
So you want us to kill him? No, I would never. Yeah. So you don't want us to kill him? Well, if you found it necessary to kill him, so you don't. Wait, what do you. Yes, kill him! Obviously.
Oh my god, yes, we want you to kill him.
so good. okay, so that is the Weather Wizard. I could say Weather Wizard, but I can't when I'm looking at the name of the file that we're recording, where I've decided to be funny, as I mentioned earlier in the episode, and it is a...
Bullfrog. That's a weird name for him. Really? What would you call him? I don't know. A woozle-wazzle? Sorry. Simpsons reference.
All good. So, since we did talk a lot longer this episode than I thought we were going to, the plugs are going to be extremely short-lined, where we can all say one thing if we're going to plug it with no explanations. So athpod.com is what I will plug. Check it out. Matt, what about you?
Sex.
Sex is what he's plugging today. Graham?
Paschetti.
Paschetti! All right, so that is all of our plugs. Be sure to tune in next week for the final episode of Venture Brothers for now. Not of our show for now. We still have two episodes left of our show, but I'll talk about that other episode after the next episode. And then we'll talk about the episodes after that episode as well in the next episode, where there'll be many more episodes that will cover a different thing.
You said you were going to try to make this short.
It is short. We're not saying bye. It's going to be, it is short, and that's going to be where it stops.
Dive bomb super duper.